Hi, Royals fans. This is JJ Piccolo. If you suffer a sprain, strain, or fracture, the University of Kansas Health System offers orthopedic walk-in care at 435 and Nall in Overland Park. Learn more at kansashealthsystem.com/orthopedics.
And now, glad to get back to the warm weather here in KC, Soren Petro.
Right you are, Kay. Right you are. Petro on the program on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Busy program today. One, we kick Rob's ass right off the show.
Out.
Long overdue, some would say.
Whew.
Don't buy the thoughtful, kind tweet that he sent out and I retweeted last night. Don't buy it for a second. You can be like listener who?
This is great. Chris.
We are punting Rob, but we're not doing it till the end of the show.
Right.
Because today is payday, and that's the day you fire people. We find that incidents on a payday.
Statistically shown, there are fewer incidents.
We corrected the mistake.
We fixed the glitch, and Rob is out. No, actually, payday's end of the month around here. We're a 15th in the end, but it is a Friday.
Last Friday was payday.
And statistically speaking, there are less incidents on a Friday. No, that's not it. But I do like that Rob sent out a thoughtful – let me read it because then I want Rob to choke up because you know he would. This is clearly teary Rob. He sent this out, if you didn't see it, yesterday, last night, on the Twitter. Tomorrow's my last day at Sports Radio 810. I am leaving the station to pursue other opportunities. I have loved every minute of my time here. I have worked with many tremendous people. To the listeners, thank you so much for listening and engaging with us and me every day on social media. We have the best listeners in the world. This has been an incredible job. I loved this job and will miss it, but I am excited about my future. I love you, KC. I mean, a Curtis, a Seren, nowhere in there? Could you drop
the rough
in?
Draft like, said tremendous people sans Curtis Seren, but some people thought that was rude.
Yeah, many true. Tremendous people. We're just one of the many around here? I mean, like,
wow,
you not enough characters?
Kind of thrown into them. You clearly
for KLS, SP, no?
Yeah,
no?
Especially these two have taught me everything I know. You know, nothing like that without Seren. I would have been nothing. I would be, you know, none of that. Nope.
I'd still be lying in the muck he found me and dragged me from years ago.
Lumped in with everyone else.
Remember when they came and got me from the orphanage?
Yeah.
Where I had one bowl of porridge per day. Now I'm a...
I was only medium talking, Rob, then.
None of that. None of that made the tweet. None of that. I mean, like, I'm, you know, just a little pissed here on this one. But, you know, it's okay. We're one of many, you know. It's nice to be one of many.
It's good to be lumped in with the crowd. Always good to be a nameless, faceless person in the crowd. Whatever.
It's nice to know Kyle Huppy and us right there, even. Guy you worked with for about 15 minutes gets the same billboard that me and Curtis do.
You know who wouldn't do that? Jed.
We got to see if we can get a hold of that guy.
Craig wouldn't do it.
Garrett
wouldn't do it. Tate,
nope.
8 minutes he was here, he didn't do it.
Nope. Not going to happen.
Rob,
so,
bigger and better things.
Don't believe that. Assume we fired him or, which is clearly not the case, folks, or take a shot like... Who is this on Twitter?
Chris.
Chris had some theories.
Among his comments, my guess, Rob is going away for money. And I said, your guess is wrong.
Okay, now hang on. If Rob was going away for money, he would go with an attaboy from me.
Yeah.
Right? Because I love me some Rob, and I expect him to be loyal to the program, right? But if they're going to give him more money somewhere else...
Mm-hmm.
People have bills to pay.
Right.
They want to own homes. They'd like to raise a family and send them perhaps to college. There are dental bills to pay.
Now, he's not going to be a single guy living in an apartment when he's 52 like
some
me.
Some people we know.
He has plans for the future.
Aspirations.
He's not content with being 25 the rest of his life.
That wasn't really...
Like some people I know. It's the first thing I thought of, though. I know it wasn't what you were saying.
It wasn't, but it's so fitting. So fitting. No. So listen, so to that one, that first response, the first salvo, look, yes, you have to push the dollars. Companies have to make decisions that they think are realistic and that are what are about their bottom line. It sucks when the company you're at won't give you the money you think you're worth. And if another company will give you more money, then you're worth it to that company.
Yeah.
And if it's a better job and a better environment, you go. And anybody, whoever works with me, will get a, you know, if they're any good, glowing recommendation. And I wish them the best, right? That would be great. But no, not the issue.
No.
Rob is actually making $1.6 million per year.
Yes.
He is 99% of the payroll here. Yep. So it's not money.
Mm-mm.
He is actually now in about 3 hours and 45 minutes unemployed. Brilliant strategy, by the way, Rob.
Yeah, fantastic.
Bravo on that part of the equation.
Nicely done.
So no, it's not the money. He's not leaving for the money. No. All right, next part from Chris.
And I said, I said to him, your guess is wrong.
Right.
He's moving, and it's hard to produce a show in KC from 280 miles away.
All right. So that should be enough. No,
yes.
He's moving.
No,
he's not going to be here.
No. Okay, there's more.
Chris is going to fire again.
So his wife is moving for more money. Still about the money and opportunity. Always is.
Right. This is an example of here in America, no, I win. No, you actually didn't win. No, I really did. Because despite that you just told me that, no, the score is 50 them, 0 me. No, I still won. Because I've got this half-baked plan on why I won. And it turns out, even though Chris still thinks he won, he still didn't win, did he?
No.
By the way, Chris, loyal listener, knows I'm clearly married, very married, yeah. Super married.
To which I responded, he's not married, you're bad at this.
So
I've yet to get another response.
You haven't got one back?
I'm sure it's coming.
Can we retweet that again? Is there a way to retweet a retweet? You can retweet it on my account. So if anybody would like to see if call Chris out to have another. This coming in via text.
Yes.
Garrett Bull, Rob, states this. I gave you a handwritten goodbye thank you letter. Me, greater than, Rob.
I did enjoy a tweet from our friend Tate. You know, you'll be missed, but you took over for some moron. True.
Better than that moron you took over for.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yes. Good times. Thank you, Garrett. I appreciate that. Yes, you are still greater than Rob. That's true. Good point. So, listen, it's your floor, Rob. I know you did it via the Twitter. And we've got a jam-packed show that's waiting. You know, we don't care if Norm Roberts has to sit and wait. We got him too. Oh, let's get going. And then now we actually do need to get moving. Norm Roberts, Maverick Minute, Dayton Moore will wait. 2 minute drill, Sam McDowell, Chumps, Pete can't wait. He's dying. Yeah, you get that old, man. There's no waiting. So at one, you're done.
Pete's all like, right? I am. What the hell does that
Pete mean? Has started his commute for those of you who don't know Pete.
Yes, we love Peter Yates. All right, so I will pry. And say, do you want to share with everybody your plan or no? Is that it? Hey, personal life. The floor is yours, Rob.
I think personal life. I've shared what I want to share.
Okay.
I don't mind sharing that I'm leaving the city tomorrow morning. Yep. I'll be a resident of Oklahoma City.
Okay.
I almost said my address. I was like, Northeast part. In my mind, I'm like, that's the road. Northeast part of Oklahoma City.
It's moving to Bro KC. Okay. Yeah.
It's the following address, if you want to say no.
All right, can I take some shots at it? Are you going
married?
Down?
Nope.
Huh?
Am I married? Nope. Good try, Chris.
Are you going down to join the cast of Street Outlaws?
No. Have you seen my car? No. No. Can't afford to lose that.
Are you going to increase the likelihood that you will be married one day?
Yes, that's fair.
Okay.
That's a fair assessment. Percentage points have jumped.
Percentage points are up. Okay.
Some friends of mine might have shifted some money around on which one of us is next among my friend group.
I will point out that there is a wager currently in action. I have taken action on how long Rob will be gone. Just FYI. We hung an over-under. I laid 3-1, and I had a taker. So, but the rearview mirror, KC, rearview mirror. Love KC. You'll be back to visit family
love
and
KC,
friends.
Love KC. Love the town. Everything about it, but rearview mirror.
Rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. You're gone.
Heading south.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Like I found out I could get the truck today, by the way. Probably a 24-hour lease type deal.
Oh, you got to go get it today?
Got to go get it today. Start packing tonight. Oh. Load it up.
Start tonight and you're leaving tomorrow.
Well, start loading.
You have few possessions then,
yes.
Sir. If you're, you shouldn't need a truck if you're going to start tonight and leave tomorrow.
Couches are heavy. I don't have a truck.
All right. So.
Cleveland left Family Guy to go to Stoolbend for his own show. Eventually, he came back, though. Rob, are you Cleveland?
No, I've never fallen out of a bathtub in a second-story floor.
No. I'm going to miss the program.
Yeah, so for everyone out there, Rob leaves on the absolute best of terms, and we will miss him greatly. And he has done, passable work for...
Done work. That's fair. Yeah. Stop there.
For years now here for Sports Radio 810.
Adequate
in every way. In every way. He is a straight six on the 1 to 10 mm-hmm. scale across the board. Not 1 5 or lower anywhere. It's straight six across the board. How likely? Six.
Wins above replacement. His war is...
Very, very out of 10.
His war is plus one. Point one.
Yeah, train wreck. Over here, look, he is a six across the board. That's the recommendations I've been giving him.
Yep.
So,
there explains you go. Why I'm not going to a new job. Also explains why one was like, we've heard your war is 0.0. Not great. Your PER, 0.0. And I'm like, who have you been talking to?
Rob has done a fantastic job for us, and we are certainly sad to see him go, but he is headed off and got great reasons for going, and certainly wish you the best. Wish you the best. We'll maybe give teary-eyed goodbye later, but we're pressed for time now.
Yeah, let's rock.
So you got to go to the side. What do I need to do, break and come back? What do you want to do?
Let's break.
No. Keep going.
Jed did today's show. He says keep going.
Keep going? Why? Aren't we having three guests now? But we still got to get to Coach Roberts, right? Coach Roberts is going to join us at noon. Okay, Roberts in the noon.
Nice of him.
Okay, all right, so we're good. Then let's talk about what we're going to talk about with who are we having on? Let me write this down. It's how things work here when Rob heads out of town.
Today's an example of too many cooks.
Matt, give me a spelling.
V-E-R. It's a good
This is the
sausage.
Two of them trying to come up with the spelling.
This
of this
is the
guy's
sausage.
Name
is Bergeran.
It's a
Verderam. V E R D E R
A
M E.
This is, by the way, this is what happens downstairs normally. His title is
lead NFL writer for fansided.com.
Okay.
Based out of Chicago, but from New York.
No, that's good.
Would you like a Final Four idea? We got time. What's going on right now?
Will you miss Rob?
This really is what it looks like downstairs. They're laughing over there because they know I am a moron. How is it? Oh, no, I'm never going to remember this. Just give it to me phonetically. All right? Let me write that down. That's what happens downstairs normally. You just got to see it as we're making things happen on the fly. Jed Marshall is scheduled to be his replacement. However... There have been no meetings between me and company confirming this as of this time. I'm not trying to send a message to that end of the building. I'm just saying. Some point we might want to chat about this.
Yeah.
You know, again, the things that usually happen downstairs. There have been emails. So there you go.
There's a paper trail.
Yeah. Jed's been sitting over there looking like, what? What the hell's going on? I just got to, at least there's emails. Okay. Because that's emails as good as a contract.
Jed booked a hell of a show for Shadow to take over on Monday.
Yeah. Anyway, is that his name? Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. I do. Yes, I remember Shadow. Shadow just went, I got a job. I'm in.
Shadow Quelly said, I got a job. I'm way better than Rob. Suck it, nerd. Very quietly, though.
That's another intern. I'm telling the intern that's sitting in here today. Another intern we had. Very quietly, incredibly confident in his abilities, but was always, you know, way better than him. Well, then we saw him shoot a jumper and miss by 3 feet. We're like, he's not a baller. We know that. But a good kid. And would be in our top 100 to replace you, Rob. So he can feel good about that. Matt Verderam, my people tell me, is how it's pronounced. Verderam. Interesting how he has that rhythmic pronunciation to it like that. Lead NFL writer for FanSided. Originally from New York, resides in Chicago now, I'm being told.
I'm being told in my headset.
When you said that to me, that was on the air or that was just in my head? Okay, that was always on the air. Okay, good. Because I want everyone to share in the how stupid I am part of the equation, how that works. So, Matt Verderam is going to join us. He tweeted last night that the Chiefs will not be keeping both Justin Houston and D Ford. To which this is, you know, he's had conversations with folks. And is reporting this, which I'm good with that. That works because that's been my presumption. I don't think that's really news, to be honest with you, for us here in Kansas City. I think it may be very well news NFL-wise. But I do think it's what I think is of note is the second part of the tweet. And, of course, we had some scrambling going on beforehand. Do you have the tweet in front of you? Somebody have the tweet in front of you? He went on to say that Justin Houston, as far as a renegotiation, will take no less guaranteed money. There will be no pay cut. He said there'll be no pay cut. So I want to get that defined a little bit. The tweet said, and now he's added, we've got to, do you have the old one?
I have the one from last night.
Yeah,
yes.
How's it go?
Based on conversations I've had, my understanding is hashtag Chiefs aren't keeping both D Ford and Justin Houston. It'll be one or the other. Additionally, Houston is not taking a restructure that doesn't include more guaranteed money. There will not be a pay cut in KC.
Okay. He now has a story out that is Justin Houston unwilling to take a pay cut with the Chiefs. It says, building off my report earlier, here's why it's unlikely the Chiefs retain Justin Houston in 2019. If he wants the more guaranteed money, and apparently there's been a restructure already to this deal because I'm seeing the breakdown shows restructure money. This happened several years ago, 3 years ago perhaps, a restructure to it. He is a cap hit of $21.1 million and dead cap $7.1 million, so there's a $14 million savings for the Chiefs if they walk on him. Guaranteed money. Looks like he's got about $3 million that he's been paid. That is probably part of the restructure. I'm trying to see where the guaranteed off the numbers I've got in front of me. I don't know what would be guaranteed. I'm guessing about, see, 2016 restructure, $7.5 million 5 years. Additional $9.5 million of 17 salary fully guarantees. I don't see anything that is guaranteed for next year. So, any guaranteed money beyond just, you know, March 1. Now, on when the new league year kicks in, I think that's when the Chiefs would want to cut him if they're going to take that full brunt of the 7.1. Now they can gain even more cap clearance by cutting him. This is, I don't think, like I said, earth-shattering, but the fact that he has details about where it's going and that it's unlikely that Justin Houston will be back, to me, makes it more likely that D Ford will be here. I think they will want to keep one of the two, and it looks like Justin Houston is not going to be that one. We'll talk more about that with Matt Verderam from FanSided coming up here in our next segment. But interesting. It'll be interesting to see. Maybe he's got some more details on the contract. We'll do that next here. Let's go ahead and break now. Let's break now. We'll do that coming up a little bit later on, our Maverick Minute. Dayton Moore, general manager, conversation I had with him before we got out of town yesterday from Surprise, Arizona, the drill. Sam McDowell reacting to busy news day, by the way, with the NBA going from 19 to 18. I think that's a significant story. And, of course, Sporting Kansas City. If you went through the pain and agony that I did of trying to figure out how to get to Yahoo. Like, I can get things on my TV that are online, but where on Yahoo it was to see Sporting Kansas City and Toluca was a challenge for me. I'm looking at Jed. Jed's got a puzzled look. Was it on a channel that I just missed? Because he's like, oh, God, it was super easy. Like, not for me.
Yeah, it was a layup, man. You just had to follow the link on Twitter.
Well, I'm not that smart, man. I go to Yahoo on my TV. It says, oh, video not supported, you know, whatever. And so then I just brought it up on my laptop and threw it up with the Apple TV and did it that way. But, you know, listen, fatty one easy, one button, go. Like, I don't, you know, this typing and, yeah, it's too much. Too much. It was too much. There are many people that would have watched the match that didn't get to see the match because it was a freaking maze to get to. An American maze, one that requires two turns, we consider a maze now if it's not just set right in front of us, me being the president of the club, but that was frustrating. We'll talk about that a little bit later on with Sam McDowell from the Star, and of course Pete with us for Stump the Chumps on a Friday. We'll take a break, talk some more Chiefs next here in the program.